remember my name. That is pretty much what many of us want in our life. For our name to be remembered, because if our name is remembered, then it will hopefully imply that the actions that we do on this earth are remembered as well. In 1994, the National Coalition Against Domestic Violence started the Remember My Name Registry in order to increase awareness about domestic violent death. The Jewish Coalition Against Domestic Abuse defines abuse as a systematic control over another person, whether it be physical, emotional, economic, or any other sort. For us as Jews, we often say to ourselves, it can't be us and it can't be in our communities. But today, across Los Angeles, is known as the Shabbat of Awareness. A Shabbat dedicated to being aware of domestic abuse in our own community as well as the larger community. The reports have it that over 1 million women suffer non-fatal domestic abuse each year. And that leads to over 3 million children witnessing this domestic abuse every year. And there's a harrowing statistic that 40% of domestic abuse victims are actually male. There is a value in Judaism called Shalom Bayit, peace of the house. Everything should be okay in our homes and our communities. And Shalom Bayit is a principal value in our communities until things are swept under the rug and they're not spoken about. You see, for Shalom Bayit to actually be true, we need to use our voices to speak about what is going on inside our bayit, our homes, and our communities. Today, we celebrate two B'nai Mitzvah, and we also celebrate a new month of Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh, traditionally, is celebrated by men and women, but it is known as a woman's holiday. When Rosh Chodesh falls during the week, women are not supposed to work. So you can take that for what it is for the next Rosh Chodesh, but... Why? If we hark back to the golden calf, the women were solicited to fundraise efforts to build this gorgeous golden calf. The Jews had just left Egypt and suffered centuries in a society that was practicing idolatry. And it was the woman that had the strength of faith to not practice idolatry and to come to their senses and realization that this golden calf that the men were about to build was not the greatest idea. And therefore, because of their strength of faith, they were given the holiday of Rosh Chodesh, of renewal. Having faith is often a silent action. On this Shabbat of awareness, we ask ourselves how the silent action of faith can be demonstrated by the use of our voices. Rosh Chodesh is about renewal, the renewal of the moon which waxes and wanes every month, and the renewal of perpetuity in our lives even though we know there will be ups and downs. We are blessed in this generation that there are programs geared towards our young adults and adolescents that deal with renewal. There's a program called It's a Girls Thing that actually meets during Rosh Chodesh every month that takes girls separately and talks about renewal of body image, renewal of self-esteem. And by this renewal, they are not just dealing with themselves, but they are going into society, helping others. And thankfully, with the boys, it's the same. There's a beautiful program called Moving Traditions, which also deals with these themes, that talks about renewal and how they can go into society with strength of faith, with a loud voice and a strength of faith. And therefore, on the Shabbat of awareness, we pray for renewal. We pray for the renewal of those who have lived in silence and shame. We pray for the renewal of those who need our compassion, who need our help. And we pray for those who live in a home of danger that one day will turn into a sukkah shalom, a shelter of peace. And let us say, Amen. Amen. Our Haftarah.